Mormon church leaders on Tuesday issued a call for fairness in housing and employment for gay and lesbian Utahns, while also appealing for the protection of religious freedom. In a rare press conference, three apostles of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and one prominent female leader in the church issued statements urging greater respect for people of all backgrounds, regardless of religious or philosophical differences. The statements made by the church's leaders reflect two bills that are up for consideration at the annual meeting of Utah lawmakers, one that would prohibit discrimination against LGBT Utahns in housing and employment, and another that would codify religious exemptions of conscience for individuals and businesses with regard to certain aspects of constitutional law. Similar bills are slated to be considered in state legislatures across the country. Sister Neil Marriott, a second counselor in the general presidency of the LDS Church's Young Women organization, distilled the dual nature of the church's press conference.
The debate we speak of today is how to affirm rights for some without taking away from the rights of others. On one side of the debate, we have advocates of LGBT rights. This movement arose after centuries of ridicule, persecution, and even violence against homosexuals. Ultimately, most of society recognized that such treatment was simply wrong, and that such basic human rights as securing a job or a place to live should not depend on a person's sexual orientation.
On the other side of that coin, Marriott and the LDS apostles present stressed, are religious organizations and individuals who object to homosexuality on moral grounds. Here's Mormon apostle and former Utah Supreme Court Justice Dallin Oaks.
Accusations of bigotry toward people simply because they are motivated by their religious faith and conscience have a chilling effect on freedom of speech and public debate. When religious people are publicly intimidated, retaliated against, forced from employment, or made to suffer personal loss because they've raised their voice in the public square, donated to a cause, or participated in an election, our democracy is the loser.
During the Tuesday morning press conference, church officials made certain to note that their statements meant no change to the LDS church doctrine. Again, Neil Marriott.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believes that sexual relations other than between a man and a woman who are married are contrary to the laws of God. This doctrine and commandment comes from sacred scripture, and we are not at liberty to change it.
Still, the church's statements were hailed by equality advocates for endorsing a statewide non-discrimination ordinance that has floundered during the legislative session in recent years. St. George Republican Senator Steve Urquhart is running that same piece of legislation again this year. Meanwhile, Lehigh Republican Representative Jacob Andreg is sponsoring a bill that, among other things, would allow religious individuals to refuse to marry same-sex couples. With more than 80% of state lawmakers identifying as LDS, statements by the Utah-headquartered church are almost certain to have an effect on the outcome of both bills. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough.